Conference record has joined the conference.
Hi, everyone. We are holding our 2011 JCP EC Elections Meet the Candidates call. And today we have candidates on the SEEC as well as the MEEC to introduce themselves and share with the community their qualifications and motivations for joining the EC. I am going to start with the SEEE candidates, and as you know, we have both ratified and elected candidates. So I'd like to start with the elected candidates, since those are not as familiar with the community. I'm going to be unmuting the phone lines now. Line, press star 6, and to unmute your own line, press pound 6. So the candidates for the SEEEC for on the open election side are Azul System, Central Ohio Java User Group, CloudBees, John Harvey, Kushan Jayahaki, Software AG, Tongtech, Gwarved Tripathi, and Twitter. And I believe we have Central Ohio Java User Group joining us today on the call, as well as CloudBees and John Harvey. Are there any other open elected candidates on the call that wanted to speak and share their qualifications? Okay. Dan Swine, are you on the call? Do you want to start going alphabetically with Central Ohio User Group?
And just quickly, this is Gil Tenney from Azul System. I'm also on the call.
Oh, okay. Hi, Gil. Well, you are actually first alphabetically, so if you'd like to start. Each candidate, you could take about 5 minutes to just review your qualifications, and those are available online on jcp.org. From the homepage, you would just navigate to the elections. So if you could share about 5 minutes, and we will have some time for questions at the end of all the candidates. So over to you, Gil.
Hi, my name is Gil Tenney. I'm the CPO of Azul System. And at Azul, we've been involved in Java SE engineering and the JCP, as well as the Java community as a whole, for about 9 years now. Azul builds high-performance, scalable Java virtual machines for server environments. And we're probably best known for our Fogless garbage collection, or C4 collector, and the ability to use very large heaps on servers. We've been a Java licensee since 2003 and have been shipping Java SE platforms since 2005. And we've been involved mostly at the receiving end of the process and following it. But recently, we've decided to take a much more active role, joining the open JDK project and planning to contribute upstream into it with a lot of our key technology, as well as joining the JCP and running for a seat in the executive committee, where we plan to take a more active role in actually driving and helping form the future directions of the JCP and JSR, where we think that we need to see a lot of change and more symmetric community involvement, where vendors that do participate and build products in the space should be involved. What we could say about Azul's position here is there are not a lot of commercial JVM providers in the ecosystem. In fact, there's probably Oracle, IBM, Azul as independent JVM providers, and then we have Java virtual machine platforms from multiple other vendors for their own system. And we see the SE platform as the key place where we can contribute both with technology contributions into OpenJDK and with pushing JSRs around things like multi-tenancy, scalability, restructuring further forward. So I think that's a good description of what Azul specifically is about. Covering my role, I'm the CPO and one of the co-founders of Azul Systems. I've been involved in building virtual machine environments and virtual machine technologies since about 1990 and working with Java since 1995. I've worked in many different parts of the system stacks, all the way from operating systems and drivers to full-blown enterprise systems and, of course, virtual machine and runtime technologies. And I've worked a lot in garbage collection, in optimized stacks like a Java virtual machine, and with networks and network security. So I think from a qualifications perspective, the history is certainly there. And we look forward to participating in the executive committee and in the JCP as a whole, and kind of put both the OpenJDK and the JCP efforts forward at the same time. I think that covers it for me. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Next, we have Central Ohio Java User Group. Is Dan Klein on the call?
Can you hear me, Heather?
Yes. We can hear you.
Okay, good. Just making sure I unmuted it correctly. Hello, my name is Dan Klein, and I am representing the Central Ohio Java Users Group. And from the Central Ohio Java Users Group meets twice a week, monthly, a lunchtime meeting and an evening meeting to try to bring the Java community together. From a position perspective, and the reasons why we're running is, we want to ensure that the JSRs are implemented in a manner that will improve the language in both current and future releases, that ensure the JSR requirements are approved and implemented in a consistent manner in the spirit of Java, ensure the JSRs implemented are not going to be counterproductive to not only the Java language itself, but also the JVM, unless there's a reason why making them counterproductive would make sense if there needs to be a change that is necessary. Ensure that Java continues to evolve with new features and releases and functionality in a timely manner to ensure the success of the language in the future. Ensure that JVM-based JSRs are supported, and also need to also make sure that we maintain that they're not going to be detrimental to the JVM as well. And also act as a voice of the Java community as a whole, not just for Kojug, to make sure the community has a voice as well. And a little bit about, and since the last election, this election, the role of the JCP liaison I see is transforming with the new JSR 348, which helps redefine the process in JSP.next. And as part of that, the way I see the Java user groups working is also as conduits into the Java community to get more involvement and encourage users to become part of working groups, encourage them to look at the requirements faster, look at the JSRs, and kick the tires and see, does the implementation make sense? Do they have any questions? If they happen to be working for a company at the time that will be using it, does the implementation make sense, or is there something that they would possibly need a tweak in that would make their lives a lot easier? And additionally, if they need to raise a JSR or try to get them hooked into the processes, act as a way to guide them into the JSR process through all stages so they can start becoming more involved with the JCP. After all, Java has three main parts, as I believe it was Sharat Chandler or someone mentioned during the community keynote at Java 1. You've got the JVM as a language, you got the Java language, you have the JVM, and the third part, and also probably all three are important, but you also have the Java community. So our goal is to make sure the Java community has a voice within the JCP as well. And so a little bit about me. I have over 16 years of experience in the software industry with various financial, healthcare, utilities, energy, and education systems. I've been using Java-related technology since 2000. I'm a vice president and architect with JPMorgan Chase in their corporate technology group, and I also graduated from the Expert Engineer Program, which is a program of 42 people a year worldwide are invited to join. There's only about 240 in the bank out of over 224,000 IT professionals. I have a BS, Bachelor's of Science in Business Management with minors in Math and Computing from Ithaca College, and my Master's of Science in MIS from Texas A&M University. I've been very active in the Java User Group community. I've been involved with the global Java User Group community as well as JCP liaison for JUG USA, Central Ohio Java Users Group, and then also the Houston Java Users Group before I moved to Columbus. I presented several of my local Java User Group meetings in Houston Tech Fest, and I've had a Improving Your Java User Group Birds of a Feather panel, a couple Java User Groups, Java ones ago, as well as I led the JCP and the Java User Group panel at Java One this year.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Next up, CloudBees, represented by Steve Harris. Is Steve on the call?
I am here. Thanks, Heather.
Sure.
So, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so just a little bit about CloudBees to start off with. CloudBees is a startup that's focused on Java platform as a service, particularly the complete cloud application lifecycle from development through deployment. The company was founded by Sasha Labore, who was the CTO of JBoss. Inside the company are a lot of really deep Java developers coming from JBoss, Glassfish, all kinds of application server and open source background. So I think the company brings this sort of sensibility to the table about open source and reciprocity and transparency and so on. Also in the company is Kosuke Kawaguchi, who started the Hudson Project and is leading and driving the Jenkins project along with the Jenkins community. So I think there's a lot of open source sort of sensibilities being brought to the table there. As a company, I think we're betting on Java's success and the role of Java in platform as a service and the cloud. And this is really why we are stepping up to run for an elected seat in the executive committee. I think we're convinced that the cloud is really the new platform where workloads will be run more and more in the future. This is really, you know, a huge shift in the industry and IT overall. It's the kind of thing Java stepped up to before. And I think it's important that we inject some cloud DNA into the executive committee, some startup DNA in the executive committee with the kind of strong credentials that we kind of bring to the table. As far as other things, I think there's some key things that the executive committee will face over the next year or so that also intersect with cloud and platform as a service and sort of the overall direction of the platform. One of those is, of course, the next round of improving the Java community process. The one, the JSR that was just done in that regard, again, the executive committee members form the JSR that improves the JCP. And the sort of easy parts are done. The hard parts are coming up. I think this will be, you know, an exercise in pushing, I think, towards more community and less control and more flexibility in the way that the JCP operates and interacts with open source and open source communities and so on. And coupled with that a bit is modularity. There's work that's going to go on in the an expert group in this regard, but and solutions I think will be defined in there, but it will intersect with the executive committee since it's frankly an ecosystem issue for the Java platform overall, not just a technology issue, and that will be important. And then I think ultimately how these two issues intersect with compatibility and processes surrounding that, which are important to the community, will also be something the executive committee will need to be deeply involved in. As for me personally, I spent over 13 years at Oracle, being the point person on Java server technology, helping to define Java directions overall and Java EE directions for quite a long while, working with the community, working with the JCP and the executive committee to get things done. And I hope that experience will be useful in what would be brought to the table by CloudBees participation. At this point, I'm at CloudBees, driving overall products work, and hopefully my newfound freedom to be being outside of Oracle and the sort of things CloudBees is bringing to the table will help add some ability to kind of push things in the right direction for the future of the platform. Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks, Steve. The next candidate for the SEEEC is an individual that's on the call, John Harvey. Are you on the call, John? And it's #6 to unmute your line if you're muted.
Yeah, I think I was muted.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hi, John. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. I'm an individual independent consultant in San Diego. I've been working with Java since 102 release in 95, and basically I'd worked for a couple of vendors and at BEA WebLogic was one of them, and then I was a senior architect in the lab at HP for the which was the eSpeak original web services platform, and we won a Smithsonian Award for that platform. I followed through a lot on that with a lot of focus on web services, and participated in it since 2001 in expert groups, and primarily, I've also had a lot of focus in service-oriented architecture. I was a co-author of the SOA blueprints, which actually spawned off an OASIS technical committee focused on that document, and we had support from several vendors, including Oracle, on implementing the SOA blueprint platform. So I basically have also recently been more involved in mobile as well somewhat. So I from the server perspective, a lot of REST web services, mobile servers. I worked for a company called Rocket Talk previously that built a mobile social networking system. So I seek a lot of liaison with the mobile, because I see mobile increasing with smartphones and as in the corporate atmosphere, and all simplification overall the Java platform, making it easier for developers. You know, especially in the web services area, it's there are some complexities that probably, you know, really don't need to be there. And I think that's basically where I'm coming from on this. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, John. I believe that we've heard from all of the open elected candidates that are on the call. Again, there are 9 candidates and 2 empty elected seats to be filled during this election. So we have 2 of the ratified candidates. There are 3 ratified candidates on the ballot this year. Those are Ericsson, Intel, and SAP. So I believe we have Ericsson and SAP on the call. I'd like to invite Ericsson Magnus to introduce himself, and then SAP is also on the call. And after that point, we'll move to the MEEC and save our questions for the end. Magnus, are you in?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so Ericsson is a world-leading provider of telecommunications equipment and related services for mobile and fixed network operators, and that's on a global basis. We have over 1,000 networks running in more than 180 countries using our network equipment, and I think that about 40% of all the world's mobile data traffic passes through our equipment. We support more than 2 billion subscribers with our systems, and we manage over 700 million subscribers on behalf of operators as well. In our hosted business. Ericsson has a long history of being involved in standardization. We've worked in 3GPP and similar types of standardization bodies. We've been working in the JCP for some time. We've been participating in quite a lot of JSRs. I don't have the exact number, but I believe it's nearly 40. I think we've been the spec lead for a couple. And we've also, some of the work we've done, or some of the development we've done within Ericsson, we have contributed to the open source community. For example, the SIP container, the SIP servlet container was released a few years ago. That, I think, is demonstrating our will to sort of be good citizens in this Java ecosystem. We believe that Java is a crucial and a strategic language for us. We're trying to make it, or we view it as the language of choice for all server-side software development. One of the main compelling reasons we use it is due to portability. We want to be able to write it right once, run anywhere. So in terms of what we're looking for in the near and long-term for Java is we want to make sure that we avoid further fragmentation. It's really important for us to remain portable. We like the modularity that's being planned for Java 8. And overall, we think Java is going in the right direction. We think we can contribute both in the sort of general, EE7 and 8 areas, but also in more domain-specific areas like telco, or converging telco and internet type of technologies. So about myself, I've been working at Ericsson for about 4 years, doing product development. Before that, I had my own company doing software development for about 10 years. And before that, I was at Oracle for about 12 years, did product development there. I introduced Java in Oracle's portfolio mid-90s was the product manager for some of our first middleware products using Java as a enabling technology. So I think that's all I have to say.
Okay. Thanks, Magnus. I believe Steve Winkler is on the line representing SAP. Steve there, it's #6 to unmute your line. Okay. Guess he couldn't make it after all. So we'll move to the MEEC now. Again, for the MEEC, we also have two elected seats open and three ratified seats. There are five candidates for the elected ME seats. We have AICAS, ARM, Cox Communications, Werner Kyle, and Alex Terrazas. I believe James Hunt is on the line. James, did you want to take a few minutes to introduce yourself and your qualifications?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Heather, can you hear me?
I can hear someone. Is that James?
Well, right now this is Steve Winkler calling, or talking, if you can hear me.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry. I had a little trouble getting off mute there. I will keep our SAP's position brief, though, and let you move on, as I have to share another call in about 2 minutes at 9 o'clock. So I'll just run through this really quickly. But I wanted to say that, SAP is a large enterprise software vendor. We help major enterprises run their business better. We have over 160,000 enterprise customers, so we are pretty much considered the world's leading provider of business software. And as such, we want to make sure that we help the community, especially the SAP customer community and partner community, protect their interests in the Java language. We have a significant portion of our customers run our solutions based on Java. And as such, SAP has participated in the JCP since 2001. We've had numerous engineers participate in, I think we have participated in over 50 JSRs, leading some of them, including the JVI spec. You know, basically, in a nutshell, SAP as a company has invested heavily in Java, and we are committed to ensuring the continued success, basically, of the Java platform for both our customers, our partners, and the entire community at large. For myself, I work in SAP's technology strategy group in the office of the CTO. I'm particularly focused on open standards and open source. My experience with Java started 16 years ago as a programmer. I've done all levels of Java programming, primarily focused on, again, large-scale enterprise mission-critical messaging systems. So let's see, I've been, in about 2004, I kind of switched my focus from engineering and building products to helping try to make the community standards processes function better and contribute, you know, my knowledge of development into the actual development of standards and open source projects that can help basically everyone, I think. So that's a bit of my background and SAP's background, and I look forward to working with all of you in the future.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks. And I have to drop now. Sorry.
Okay. All right. So, James,
I'm
are
in
you
now.
There?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I had to dial in by mobile phone because the other phone didn't work. I got bad feedback. So ICAS has been involved with Java for the last 10 years, and we're one of the few companies that are involved both with Micro Edition and Standard Edition. And we do the part of the Micro Edition or the embedded market that very few other players do, and that is not mobile phones, but things like industrial automation systems, systems in aircrafts and medical systems and things like this. So I think we bring a unique perspective to Micro Edition that many of the other players don't have. And one of the things we've been very involved with, and also me personally, is bringing real-time capabilities to Java and to the Java language, and also making sure that the safety certification standards consider Java as a valid implementation language. So what we're interested in as a company is being able to move Java deeper into the embedded area, let's say outside, you know, phone systems, where one has to deal with real-time operating systems like VxWorks or RTOS or QNX or other operating systems that are quite different than the standard, you know, desktop systems. And we're interested in making sure that there's a smooth path from the smallest Micro Edition platform up to SE, and right now we see a big break between the two, particularly in the fact that ME is quite behind on adding features like annotations and enumerations, things that would make the portability between platforms much easier. So we would like to work with the community to make sure that happens. We're quite active in the JSRs that have to do with safety critical systems. That's 302, real-time Java, that's 282, and also distributed real-time Java. We just took over the spec lead for that. That's JSR 50, trying to get that back on track because it's kind of had gone off into the wilderness. So we bring this unique perspective, and we'd look forward to working with the community to make sure that Java is not just a desktop and phone platform, but also can be used for all sorts of other kinds of embedded systems.
Okay. Thanks, James, for ICAS. I apologize for mispronouncing the name earlier. Okay. We have ARM. Represented by Andrew Sloss. Andrew, are you on the call? Again, it's #6 to unmute your line.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, Andrew, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Great. So, hello, I'm Andrew Sloss. I'm a consultant engineer for Arm. Basically, Arm is a processor IP company, and Java plays a sort of critical role in our ecosystem. Arm's motivation here for sort of applying to be on the executive board is that we sort of represent over around 250 semiconductor licensees. So there's a huge body of companies that have processors that basically Java runs on a number of those technologies. And Arm ships over around 6 billion processors. So last year we shipped 6 billion individual chips with which could have run Java. Basically, we have a high motivation to make sure Java works extremely well on those chips. Basically, their success is also our success, so we have a sort of vested interest to move that forward. Arm is also increasing in performance every year. So every year, our processors get more capable, we do more things, and so we're particularly interested in the ME-SE convergence, because we see those as both markets and the sort of convergence between those two areas. So that's important to us. We've been collaborating on Java since around 1996. Actually, my first job for Arm 15 years ago was actually on Java. So we've been sort of collaborating in that area for a long time, especially in JSR 163, 184, 271, and 297. So we've had a sort of long history working from with Java, and especially in embedded and phones and all sorts of different areas. So long tradition there. So for myself, I've worked for Arm for 15 years. I've worked very much in sort of dealing with the software side of Arm, making sure that software runs extremely quickly, efficiently, and have sort of that power sort of notion. And so I've worked with many, many companies in this. I've co-authored one of the main books on the Arm processor from a design, from a software design point of view. I've worked in the industry for over 25 years for a number of sort of startup companies and larger companies, and sort of a combinational piece there. And so I've got experience in both those areas. I'm also the chairperson already of one other industry standard, which is UEFI, which is a boot firmware standard. I've been a fellow of the British Computer Society for about over 8 years now, and I'm a part-time lecturer in embedded systems at the University of Washington. So I work also in the education side of the world. So that's it from my side.
Thank you, Andrew. We have now two individuals nominating themselves for the MEEC, Werner Kyle and Alex Terrazas. Werner, are you on the call? Okay. Alex Terrazas, are you on the call? Again, it's #6. Go ahead. Who's this?
Okay. Yes, I am on the call. There we go. So my name is Alex Terrazas. I think if you looked at the type of development work I've done, you'd probably find me the least qualified of all the candidates here today. But I think that might be my strength in running for this position again. I have a much different perspective than probably anyone, more of somebody who hacks a lot of Java to do rapid prototyping and do research projects. I have a PhD in psychology and neuroscience, and I recorded from the rat brain of rats that I trained to drive small cars. And that doesn't qualify me. I don't know what does. But I also have done Java programming for over 10 years, a lot of embedded work, Java ME on phones. I wrote a book on Java media programming, and I've used Java 3D quite extensively. Currently, I've also been at many different levels of many different perspectives, both as an academic, researcher, as an entrepreneur, I had my own business for 7 years. And also recently, I was just appointed vice president of innovation at Nielsen. I'm still running as an individual because Nielsen really isn't into the Java space. But so I've had a lot of different perspectives. And so I think I'll just hold it at that.
Okay. Thanks, Alex. I just got a message for Werner. He says he's on the line. It's #6 to unmute. Werner, are you there? Okay. You might try hanging up and dialing back in if that's not working for you. I'm going to move on now to, I'll just say for the MEEC, there are 3 ratified candidates, IBM, Nokia, and SK Telecom. I don't believe any of those candidates are on the call, but if I'm mistaken, please let me know.
Hi, this is Mark Bergalski from IBM.
Oh, hi, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, IBM's been a member of the JCP since its inception. So we were actually the spec lead on JSR number 1, and since then have led many other JSRs. And we're active in ME, SE, and EE. We really bring to the table a enterprise customer perspective, and we've made quite a few contributions to Open JDK. So I think that's probably about all I have.
Okay. Thanks, Mark. We did have someone else join the call a little bit after we started the MEEC. So that's Intel, ratified candidate for the SEEE. EC. Neil, are you on the call? Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, Heather. Is it Anil?
Hi. Anil. Hi. Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. So the unmute.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Can
have
you
look
just
like
wait
someone else to speak? So go ahead, take that.
Yeah, go ahead. Anil, keep go ahead.
Okay. So from Intel, in terms of the devices or the spectrum, Intel has an interest almost from embedded, from very small, custom-specific to large servers. And we are talking embedded tablets, phones, desktops, data centers, and cloud. So it actually keeps the whole perspective balance where we need to ensure that Java moving forward is in all these areas. So that gives us the perspective that we need to move the whole environment forward. And with respect to the record, we have seen earlier Wayne Carr was a representative who fought a lot for transparency, openness, and the whole JCP process, et cetera, and made excellent progress. With respect to myself, I have been working in the Java area for the last 10 years, and myself worked on at least 4 benchmark, almost from the client side to the server side. So that gives the perspective where we have to go interact with several customers to understand for a successful benchmark that we represent the current trends and also have some idea how they could be going forward. So that gives some perspective on which areas of the Java uses are being in terms of some priority or some importance to find solutions. For example, the currently very interesting one on the server side is the fork join or the parallelization just because of the multi-core and making it more user-friendly there. So from my experience, a lot more in the understanding customer workloads and then developing benchmarks and Intel perspective, a wide spectrum. So we are hoping that we collaborate with an open and transparent process, as well as make sure that for the one of the things we notice is anywhere we see why a new application or program is being used, many times it's not because that language was best or so, but that is what when they identified a new programmer or so, that is what the programmer was more comfortable to write programs in. And that is where you will see where the Fortran probably would have been the best choice. That code is being written in Java because that's where the programmer was very comfortable. And so we want to make sure that Java is the platform choice writing code, and it is exciting to the new programmers. So that is what will keep us going forward and will keep us relevant and make the whole Java ecosystem healthy. So that is the type of approach and feedback we hope to bring to the table. Thanks, Anna.
Okay. Thanks, Anil. I believe that Werner is ready to introduce himself for the MEEC.
Yes. I hope the mic works now. So sorry, I had to hang up again. I don't know. It seems to working. So my name is Werner Keil. I'm an individual member who also has been working on the whole spectrum of Java, all the way from embedded devices or near field communication to large cluster server systems. I was on the executive committee since 2008. And one other reason besides working extensively on the ME side now, I worked, for example, for Nokia developing a mobile social network or helped bring up the public transportation in Dubai with a combination all the way from clustered servers to card reading devices and Bluetooth and a lot of other mobile technologies. One of the reasons, of course, is that I was extensively involved in JSR 348, or also known as JCP.next, and one of the aims is, of course, to not only create more synergies between mobile and server and the cloud, but also as a result of all of these developments to merge the two ECs within the next months or at least years. And especially I am trying to fill the gap that Sean Shidi, who is no longer involved in 3.4, or he may still be involved in 3.4, but he decided not to run again for another term, to represent the community and represent individual members, and also based on the fact that on SEEC we see quite a lot of Java user groups already, and there's then just introduced another chart that's also running this time. So because there's a balance, having SEEE community representatives already on the EC, I decided to run on the ME side this time, basically because we are all moving towards a common goal to have both platforms be joined together and have both executive committees be joined together. And I would be happy to contribute to this effort, as I did so far in the JCP.next initiative, and would love to continue this work on the executive committee until we form a joint executive committee.
Okay, thanks, Werner. So now we've heard from the candidates that are on the call. At this point, I'll turn it over to any participant on the call that would like to ask questions of the candidates. And I'll remind you again to unmute your phone, press #6. And if you could just introduce yourself and state your question, and then the candidates can respond to your question. So while we're waiting for questions, I'll just remind JCP members that the ballot for the executive committee elections is now open. It opened on Tuesday this week, and all of the primary contacts of current members should have received their login credentials link to the actual ballot Tuesday, and you will be receiving another reminder on Tuesday next week. The ballot is open until midnight Pacific time on Monday, October 31st, and the results will be available the following day on Tuesday, November 1st. Questions? Was that a question?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear
you. Hi, it's Martin here from the London. Cool. Yeah, it's Martin here from the London Java community. We currently hold a seat on the SEEE seat committee, I should say. I had a question for Gil from Azul Systems. We're interested to know the depth within Azul with regards to the activities. For example, if you are unable to attend a meeting. Do you have the depth and staff to understand the global issues that face the JCP?
Is Gil still on the call?
Yes, hopefully you guys can hear me now.
Yes.
Hi, so I hope I understood the question right. It was about whether we have the depth at Azul to be able to understand and follow the global JCP community issues, and if we're unable to attend the meeting, what happens? So I myself will be the representative from Azul to the executive committee, but Azul is running for the seat, not me. And we will have representatives, and we will do our utmost to attend the meetings to begin with. And we do have quite some depth in Java engineering and Java community involvement if you look at our ranks. And simply put, we are probably one of three teams that produce Java SE platforms on the planet, and it takes quite a bit of expertise and ability to do that. The as far as understanding and following the JCP community issues, I certainly think we do, and we've been following it for quite some time, and we have quite a bit of interest as well as a company and as members of the community as well. Quite specifically, we want to work from within the process rather than attack it from the outside. We would like to see the community involvement and community contribution into projects like OpenJDK become very real and become very active. And that means having access to the compatibility kits, for example, for many more third parties that are involved. I think Oracle is doing the right thing, especially quite recently in expanding the number of licensees of the community of the compatibility kits in that respect, but we certainly intend to stay on that and want strong involvement there. As a longtime Java licensee on the SE platform that is now intending to contribute into the OpenJDK open source platform, and we've got quite a lot of experience in what running through the entire compatibility kit means and what it means to try and develop without it. We think we can drive a lot of the common interests of the entire community in the SE platform and its development going forward. And when we look at the SE platform, it's more than just the platform itself. It's what it means to the enterprise platforms, to elasticity, to cloud platforms, and the rest, things that we see coming, the platform going to in the near future. Hopefully that answers the question.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Is Andrew? Is Andrew from ARM?
Yes.
Also still on
yes,
the call?
I'm here.
Yes. I noticed you said you're a contractor.
No. I'm a consultant engineer. We have a confusing
okay, but you're employed at ARM. It's not a contracting situation.
No. No, I'm not a contractor.
Okay. No, because I know, for example, Kai Gan, who used to be on the MEEC some time ago, was a contractor for Vodafone, but when his contract ended, he was replaced. So I was wondering if you were also a contractor.
No.
Whether there
I mean,
was
the
a,
nearest thing,
a secondary
yeah, the nearest thing,
representative.
Right. The nearest thing you can place is it's more of a level inside ARM, so you can put it more at the director level, but it's on the engineering side. So I come from the engineering disciplines rather than the sort of business side. So that's I have consultant in my name, so in my title.
And work at the university would also not prevent you from attending face-to-face meetings because. For example, Doug Lee, a very respected and long-serving member, had issues with that several times, and I think I never met him in person all the 3 years. So I hope that would not be an issue in your case either.
No, but mine's a part-time course, so there are other people who can fill in for me if I need to travel. So that tends to be not an issue, and I can also move the courses to different days. So I've got a little bit better leeway than most people.
Okay.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the community? Pound six to unmute your line.
I have one more. If no one goes first.
Go ahead.
This is one for Dan Sline. We know ourselves, being a Java user group, that we realized early on that we needed to build a large committee or community of depth within the Java user group to deal with the JCP and JCP type of issues. Do you have that sort of depth within the Central Ohio Java user group?
Actually, what we've done is I'm running representing the Java Central Ohio Java Users Group. Good question, Martin. But as part of that, I've also reached out to some of the other JUG leaders who are interested within the U.S. as well to help out as well. So it's more of a, even though I'm representing the Central Ohio Java Users Group, it's more of a community-based position. And the hope is later on, if we are able to get a more regional body for the U.S., which we had before, we're trying to get that up and going, then really the seat would move to that more regional body rather than just one smaller JUG within the U.S. So I've already been working to get that infrastructure up and going, so it's not an issue.
Okay, thank you.
Dan, I think we have time for one more question. If there are any other questions from the community, you can go ahead and ask your question now. Okay, it sounds like the questions have been answered. Thanks to the candidates for making yourself available. I will post the recording of this call on jcp.org. For people, members that weren't able to attend this morning. Thanks to all of the JCP community members who did attend the call this morning. We appreciate your attendance, and I encourage all of the JCP members to vote as soon as possible. If you have any issues with voting, you can always email the PMO at pmo@jcp.org. And thank you for your time. That concludes.
Thanks,
the call
everyone.
Now.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thanks.